Man, what's good, my stamers? Man, I know it's been a while since y'all heard my voice, y'all heard from a nigga, but I'm back. And when I say I'm back for good, you hear me? Y'all gonna hear me at least twice a week from now on, at least. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I'm gonna keep that shit a wreck. I've been going through it. How y'all been, man? It's been a long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it will. Man, how y'all day been? How y'all feeling today? Like, I know everybody got, well, it's a Sunday actually, the day I'm recording this, so motherfucker actually chilling, or if you got work, you know, you putting in them extra hours or them hours that you know, your regular shift, shit. Get it in, get it how you get it, you feel me? Nigga can't tell you nothing working a 9 to 5 or working a motherfucker. You feel me? Whatever the fuck you working because you doing you hear me? Like, man, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Motherfucking Casanet, that nigga inspired me to come back to y'all for real. If it's anybody that really fuck with this podcast, that really listen to it, or that's really been waiting for some shit, go thank that nigga. Like, if y'all listen to this shit, go send this shit to that nigga. Like, you know, send the episodes to that nigga. Let's get us bigger, you hear me? The bigger we get, the more I drop, you hear me? The better it get for y'all. I'm gonna have videos coming. I'm gonna have all that coming soon. Like, y'all just gotta bear with me, and y'all gotta stay with me through this whole ride, because it's gonna be a long ride. It's gonna be a fucked up ride. Like, it's life, you feel me? And that's the topic today, which is really just life. Like, ain't nothing you can do that's gonna stop what God has already written for you. Did I say that right? If I didn't say that right, somebody correct me, somebody comment, somebody, do something. But, yeah, you can't change what God got for you already written. No matter how you go about it, what you go about it, how you want it to go, that shit ain't gonna go how you want it to go, my nigga. Like, you just gotta, you know, go with the flow sometime. When you see some shit that ain't for you and you want it to be for you, but the God showing you that shit ain't for you, listen, bro, take all them signs. Everything that's holding you back in life is you. Can't nobody stop you from doing what you want to do, my nigga. It's you versus you at the end of the day. It's spiritual warfare. Once niggas understand that, niggas understand that you can do this shit. Like, you can do whatever you want to do. That ain't nothing stopping you, my nigga. You feel me? Like, man. Nigga, no. Whenever I get to talking, I get to preaching. You know, when I get to preaching, I get to speaking that real shit. Like, real, like that ass, like, this is the part of me that I feel like y'all ain't get when I first came out with the podcast. Like, I was a little timid with y'all, but nah, man, y'all got to get the raw and uncut me for real. Like, I ain't sugarcoating no shit. This is me. I am a 24-year-old. Black man that motherfucking is trying to figure out life, you feel me? And I know this podcast is what I want to do. I know this is what's going to reach out to other people and possibly change their life. If it can't change their life, then it'll give them an idea of how to change their life, if you get what I'm saying. Like, this shit just ain't for, you feel me? This shit just ain't for the, for, this shit is for anybody. I ain't gonna say it just ain't just for anybody, but just for the motherfuckers that's going through it right now. Or, yeah, like, if you going through it when you listen to this shit, when you listen to this shit right now, like, just think about it. It ain't that bad. Shit can be worse. Look at somebody in this world, you can drive down the street, literally, and see somebody that's in a way more fucked up predicament than you, and you sitting here pounding about your situation that you can fix. They can't fix their situation, you feel me? They too deep in. They to the point to where if they do get some money, they gonna go spend it on, you feel me? On their habits or some shit like that. So it's like, bro, you are the motherfucking the narrator of your life. God is, but it's up to you to put in that work, you feel me? Like, can't nobody come in and save you. Can't nobody come in and do it. Like, it's on you, bro. Like, and once I got that, dog, once I got that, I didn't act on it. Let me say that. I got it, but I'm going to say I didn't fully understand it because I didn't act on it. I hate that it take some stupid shit for me to act on my thoughts or act on what I really want to do in life or just, you know, vent or not even vent, just, you know, come talk to y'all because y'all like found too. Y'all waiting on the episodes just like I'm waiting on the drop these shits, you feel me? Like, man, I don't know, bro, but life is very, 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 very complicated if you let it be. But if you let life go how it's gonna go and not try to alter it, then I swear to God, everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to go how you want it to go. Everything is going to lay out. It might not seem like it in the beginning, but what you think that hardship for? What you think all that's for? God ain't putting you through that for no reason. God makes no mistakes, nigga. God ain't put you, and not even behind. God ain't put you back, ain't put something back in your face to let you know that this is where you gonna be at if you don't get your shit together. Or, like, just basically that, like, ain't no other way to put it, like, because you're not back at square one. Don't never say you back at square one because that's only you self-doubting yourself. That's only you taking away the credit from the shit that you done already done, you feel me? Like, shit gonna play out. Gangsta, I promise shit gonna play out. Even if you'll get evicted, bro. You can lose your car. You lose your girl, bro. Even a family member, bro. Nothing is a mistake. God makes no mistakes. I know that shit. I know you feel like, why me right now? Or just like, yeah, just like, why this shit happen to me right now? But you gotta look at it like, what can I make of this? What can I make good of this? How can I make this a lesson of my life? And sometimes you don't see how it can be a lesson, because sometimes it should be blinding because with your feelings, you feel me? Your feelings are a motherfucker, bro. And when I tell you that your feelings will stop you from doing a lot of shit, man. Oh man. Get my cup on that one, dog. Man, Thug, listen. Ain't nothing in life more harder than you put down on yourself. Because when you put down on yourself, that's you letting other motherfuckers know that's sitting here watching in the background that you not capable of doing it. Oh, she can't do that. Oh, he can't do that. fuck what they talking about, you feel me? Like, live your life, do what you want to do in life, and do it well. If you don't do it well, do it until you can do it well. You can only get better. You can never get worse at something. Like, when somebody say, oh, you could have did better, I mean, sometimes it's constructive criticism, but sometimes you gotta watch the hate too. Because motherfuckers put that hate right in your face and won't. You get what I'm saying? Motherfuckers put that hate right in your face and won't and think you don't see that shit, but you gotta have your eyes open, bro. And I ain't even the type to talk about your third eye, but you gotta have an intuition. You gotta have a mind of your own. Even when a motherfucker sitting in your face and telling you something, you know they flat out lying, but you already know a motherfucker lying, but you just, all right, cool. I see the person you are, and I see what you do. So therefore, okay, that's fine. And, like, I don't even know, man. I don't know. And welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, man. Blow some fucking steam. We're going to have these visuals coming for y'all real soon. Real soon. We going to, like, whenever this drop, visuals going to be coming right behind it. Not this visual, though, because I'm on some other shit right now. But you get what I'm saying. You know, it's here, you feel me? Motherfuckers probably talk about my little stutter and this bitch in the comments, but fuck it. I've been stuttering all my life. And when I'm stressed, I stutter a little more. Like, I don't do it as much since I'm grown or whatever, but if I'm trying to get my point across, I'm arguing and shit like that, or I'm just like, I'm fucked up in the head, yeah, I'm gonna stutter. But I don't know, man. Life is what you make it, but you can't let it beat your ass. If you let it beat your ass, then it's going to do that. It's going to do just that. It's going to beat the fuck out you, man. Another thing. Never let nobody, I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your closest sibling, your favorite cousin, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, tell you that what you want to do in life is not, you know, is pointless or is not valid. What you want to do in that moment ain't right because you are you. You got your own layout of life. Ain't nobody else. Everybody got their, what the fuck I'm trying to say? Everybody got their own, you know, they own time. You just stay down, wait your time, don't do no fuck shit, then shit'll be great, my nigga. Like, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't got no bullshit to worry about. You ain't got, you get what I'm saying? Like, you cool on the shit because you already know what your life finna bring you. You already know what you worth. Never forget your worth, ever. Ever. The day you forget your worth, the day motherfuckers gonna walk over you. They motherfuckers gonna treat you how they wanna treat you. The day motherfuckers gonna literally do what the fuck they wanna do with you, my nigga. You gonna be a fucking rag doll. And you know I was a rag doll at one point. But I had to shake the fuck up out of it. Man, I went through some dark times. I'm pretty sure y'all did too. And it's like them dark times don't define who we are, but they make us stronger. They don't define us, but they make us. Because if we ain't had them times, we wouldn't know what to do when those times come in the future. Or we want to see the signs of them times coming so we can avoid that shit in the future. Let me say that. And it's like, sometimes your family be your downfall. Sometimes your girlfriend, your boyfriend be your downfall. And that should be, I don't know, that should be crazy because, you know, you want your family around you, you want your girl, your boy around you, and be like, damn, these the motherfuckers I gotta leave to get what I want? And some people be like, well, they'll be waiting, and some people think like, well, fuck, I don't even want it, bro. Not the success, but like, once I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm not looking back. And motherfuckers expect you to look back because the, I don't know, bro.